Let's stay on our toes for this next story. In Peru, the economy may be booming, but it's still hard to make a living there as an artist. Some say it's almost impossible if you're from a poor or working class background. But one dance group in Lima has built a business that provides good jobs for people in the arts. And it all started with a bunch of kids doing backflips in the street to earn some spare change. Annie Murphy with our partners at Radio Ambulante has a story from Lima.
La Victoria is a rough neighborhood filled with rundown warehouses and factories. On this Saturday afternoon, the street is empty. Yet on one corner, hidden inside the local library, about 100 kids are participating in an urban dance competition. They wear baggy jeans, hoodies, and high tops. They do breakdance and hip-hop. And they're really good. Hector Zapata is sitting on the sidelines. He's in his 40s and has on faded jeans and boots. He works downtown sewing backpacks. This is the first competition for his son, who's 16. Hector says that at first he thought the steps were kind of weird. He's like, I said to my son, are those steps for men or women? But I saw that they were really beautiful and that they could move people. Hector's son learned to dance through an organization called D1. Michael Grijalva teaches there. He's 26 and grew up in La Victoria.
El baile fue mi salida, ¿no? Para...
Dance was my way out, you know? So that I didn't get involved in negative things. Living in the neighborhood, daily life there, it was a lot more risky than dancing.
The organization was started by a Peruvian ballet dancer named Vania Macias. 9 years ago, Macias was on a trip home from her job dancing with Ballet Ireland. One day she was stuck in Lima traffic and came across some of Michael's friends. They were collecting change from drivers.
But they were doing something different. They were doing acrobatics. And I've been an acrobat all my life, and I know how hard it is to do it. And they were not like simple acrobatics, no. They were like really difficult ones, you know.
So she stopped her car, got out, and asked how they'd learned.
They were like, by ourselves. So, but how? We just flipped and we started doing it because we realized that doing this, it was much, much better and we get money. So that's good for our families. So we are helping them.
Gymnastics turned out to be a good way to earn money. And the kids said they used the sand dunes outside the city to practice. Macias started to think. They already had physical strength and drive. What if she taught them how to do urban dance? She organized what she thought would be just a few workshops, but she kept pushing off her return date to Ireland. And finally, Macias just quit her job. Today, the organization she started is huge, with a handful of dance schools and cultural centers scattered across Lima. Diego Ortega is 17. He's been studying at D1 for a year and a half. Right now, he's practicing a routine before class in the school courtyard. An instructor comes up to help him get it right. Diego is tall and lanky. When he stops to talk, he still flicks his arms and hands in precise little patterns, like he can't stop dancing for even a few minutes. Diego says that he started going to D1 workshops around the time that he started going to parties and drinking with his friends, and that he soon decided to just focus on dance. There's nothing wrong with having fun, he says, but it's also good to do something that you really enjoy. In addition to workshops like the one Diego started out in, D1 has a tuition-free training program and a professional dance company. It also offers day classes for the public. A lot of those day students come from privileged backgrounds, and director Vania Macias says there's sometimes culture shock and even class issues, but mostly among parents who'd prefer the old status quo.
There were some girls that fall in love with the teacher, and they started dancing in the company together, and they fall in love, and then the mother comes, and it's like, hey, you can do this. Why my daughter now is with this type of people, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, take care of the school, no? This is the new Peru.
In addition to teaching, instructor Michael Grijalva, who was part of the first group to graduate, competes all over Latin America. Recently, he won a competition in Brazil. He makes a good salary for Peru, between $700 and $1,100 a month, depending on his workload.
The chance presented itself to earn a living by dancing. And I really hope that in a few years this will be normal, that people from neighborhoods like mine will be able to say, I want to earn a living with my art.
For Ambulante in the World, I'm Annie Murphy in Lima.
From the dance studio and from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back with you tomorrow.